joined now by Matt Parziali. He is the U.S. Mid-Am champ, and he's had a not-so-bad spring and beginning of summer so far. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so let's talk about this right out of the box. You got to play the hallowed halls of Augusta National, tree-lined, meticulously manicured, nice grass everywhere. You got to play at Shinnecock, which on TV to us looked like it was kind of dusty and windy and no trees to speak of. So how were the experiences, man?
Yeah, they were both incredible. I'm so fortunate enough to be able to compete at the Masters this year and then again at the U.S. Open. I felt like my game was in good shape going into the Masters. I just didn't have the, I'd say maybe the knowledge to compete there as well as I did at Shinnecock. Shinnecock was just hard, right in your face, hard. Play conservative, take your pars when you can get them. And, it was a lot of fun playing there and be able to make the cut.
So, I mean, you make your living as a firefighter in Massachusetts, and I'm curious, which is more terrifying, standing on the first tee at a major or, you know, coming off the truck in the driveway of a house that's on fire?
Neither of them are too terrifying. They're both a lot of fun. I enjoy both parts of my life where I'm able to play competitive golf, and then I also love my career as a firefighter, so I get the best of both worlds.
Now, but you tried professional golf for a little bit, didn't you?
I did, yeah. I turned pro shortly after college. Played the mini tours, Monday qualifiers, Q school. It was a blast. I loved it. Just financially and life-wise wasn't the direction I wanted to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough road to hoe, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And those, the mini tours are fun, but at the end of the day, you can't make any money. And I didn't want to give it any more time to see if I could get out with the get on tour. But I'm happy with the way things ended up.
All right, assuming no one near Station 1 in Brockton is listening to this, answer me honestly. Are you a better firefighter or golfer?
Oh, definitely golfer.
That's it. I think you're riding on the back of the top of the truck from now on.
Yeah, no, they all know it, too. It's fine. Yeah, I fit in with the crew there. I have one of the best crews in the world, and I fit in with them just fine. I know what I have to do, and we get it done, so.
So if you do live in that area around Station 1 with 4th of July coming up and the fireworks and everything, you might want to wet your yard and probably your roof before it gets started.
Yeah, we got you if you get in trouble. So,
you know, coming up on the U.S. Mid-Am this year, which, of course, is in Charlotte, North Carolina at Charlotte Country Club and Carolina Golf Club. Have you played either one of those before, and are you really looking forward to defending?
Oh, yeah, of course I am. I love playing the Mid-Am every year. I think I've played Carolina Golf Club in an e-golf. I think it might have been my first professional event, but I can't remember if that was the course.
Kind of wide open, really fast greens?
Maybe not. Definitely not the course then. So I don't think I've played either, but my friend from Boston moved to Charlotte and said they're both awesome. So I'm really looking forward to getting out there.
Yeah, those will be good tracks. And you know, it doesn't matter that your first professional debut isn't memorable.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no, I made the cut. I did pretty well.
Oh, well, there you go. Just not the course. Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Well, yeah. You know, when we're looking at this, the course of what you're doing, I coached a professional lacrosse team here in Charlotte, and we had a lot of Canadian players, and I had a firefighter who was actually our face-off specialist, and he worked like crazy double and triple shifts at weird times of the year so that he could essentially take the whole lacrosse season off and play. Do you have to do that? Do you have to modify your schedule in the firehouse to be able to get out and take the time you need to take to be good at golf and play in all these tournaments?
Yeah, so a lot of the guys on the job in Brockton, they have another career, whether it be landscaping, painting, snow plowing. So in the winter when you get storms, I'll work for guys that need to plow. So I'll build up a bunch of days, and then I'll be able to make my schedule work for my tournaments in the summer.
So why on earth would you choose golf over plowing or landscaping? What the hell's wrong with
exactly,
you?
Exactly, right?
I think that's probably a good choice. You could be roofing or putting. Yeah, I think I'll take putting.
Right, exactly. Unfortunately, they make money. I just spend money doing it, but I enjoy it. So it's all that matters.
All right, so tied for low amateur at the U.S. Open. How hard did that golf course get? I mean, you know, we talked recently to Bill Rosinski, who does PGA Tour radio for SiriusXM. He said when he was walking out there, it seemed like there was just this dust floating in the air all the time. He was walking one of the final groups on Saturday, and he basically said that, you know, you could tell early on that it was going to get out of control. What was your thought about the golf course on Saturday, and, you know, did we get to the edge, did we cross the edge, or did we almost get to the edge?
So For me personally, I played late morning. You could see the course change throughout the day, but it was expected. You expect that to happen. I did not think the course was unfair. I didn't hit one good shot that ended up in a bad spot. I hit a lot of bad shots that ended up in a bad spot, but that's what you expect. So for me, I played ultra conservative. That was my game plan. I just try to get to the middle of the green, try to hit the fairway first, because the fest field there was pretty – it was probably the most I'd say deepest and thickest fest field I've ever seen in my entire life. But so to avoid that, for the most part, I was really proud of the way I drove the ball. And then I just tried to get to the middle of the green and make a 20, 30 footer. And I didn't make many of them, but my speed on the greens was where it needed to be. So I had a lot of tap-in pars, which was, kept the stress off.
So the guys who complained about it, and even the USGA sort of, you know, mea culpa, maybe 50%, the complaints, do you read that more as whining, as a guy who's out there and playing alongside them, and you thought, well, it was a fair test?
You know, I don't know if those guys play week in and week out. I know that some of the stuff that we play at home in New England, I mean, we get some crazy pins, we get some crazy stuff. So it wasn't new to me. I didn't have any three-footers that I had to play outside the hole like I do at home. So I didn't think the pins were that severe. Maybe they're a little too close to edges, but I wasn't going near them. So I didn't feel that way. I didn't really watch much of it when I got home Saturday. It was on, but I was just kind of in and out of the room. I don't know if they were hitting bad shots or good shots. I don't know. The way I approached it, I thought it was fine.
Now, what about from Saturday to Sunday? Because there was a lot of talk about an overreaction by the USGA and maybe making it too soft on Sunday compared to what they went through Saturday. Was there a bit of an overreaction there?
So I finished my round, I want to say, around 4 o'clock on Saturday, maybe a little earlier. And it was definitely a different course, the back nine and the front nine, no question.
Right.
But it was the same course Saturday that it was it was the same course Sunday all day that it was Saturday. So I don't know, maybe the pins were a little softer. I wasn't really near the edges. I was really going middle of the green. So
I mean, is that the approach that you would you know, the advice that you would give to anybody going out there who has the opportunity to play in a professional tournament, especially a major? You know, don't pin hunt. Go for the middle of the green and get what you can get and move on.
Yeah, and you know what? You're going to make a couple 20-footers. The greens are so nice. The ball stayed on the ground a long time. They were rolling well. You could roll some in. If you're underneath it and in the middle putting up to the corners, you're going to do just fine out there.
But is that the mindset that, you know, that you would go into anything with on that level? I mean, obviously, if you're playing in the U.S. Mid-Am and you're out there in a match and you're lighting it up kind of like you did in the finals last year when you went 8-6 and you make a bunch of birdies, in that case, you're kind of more firing at some pins. In this case, I mean, is there a perception that, look, I'm out there, I'm not going to win this golf tournament, I'm going to play it this way, and I'm going to hope to make the cut, and I'm going to hope to finish low amateur. Is that maybe the difference, though, in mindsets?
Well, so I didn't. That wasn't my mindset going in.
Okay.
The mindset I have for each round is different. Like, at the U.S. Mid-Am, it wasn't the same issue. So I had chances to go at a couple pins that I wouldn't have if the conditions were different. So I kind of adapt to what the day is, what the course is, and that wasn't my only. I wanted to try and win the US Open. Of course I did. I wouldn't have signed up or played in it, but obviously didn't play well enough. But when I got out there, my practice round, getting into it, I just thought that ultra conservative was my best chance, and I was happy with my game plan. I just hit a few bad shots that cost me. I made a few doubles that I shouldn't have made. Mm-hmm. That's why my score was a little higher than what I would have wanted.
Well, we're talking to our favorite firefighter turned golfer, depending on what week it is, Matt Pazziali from Station 1 in Brockton, Mass. And I'm curious, when you go out to play these tournaments, who do you got on the bag? Who's your caddy, and is it always the same?
Yeah, it's my dad. He's free, so, we've been doing this a long time. So he enjoys our time. He's with me here. We're at Pinehurst now for the North and South, so Today was the first round. We got tomorrow. But, yeah, he goes pretty much everywhere for the big ones. And then the little ones, I usually just grab a local guy or whatever it is. So, yeah.
So as a 30-year-old, are you a better listener to your father now than you probably were as a teenager?
Yeah, but he doesn't say as much now, so it's easier to listen to him.
Yeah, well, I'm assuming he's a golfer. So at what point did it shift, you know, where the student was taking out the teacher all the time and whipping him a little bit?
So it took me a long time to beat him. And he's not that good. I mean, he's about an 8 now. When I beat him, he was probably a 4 or 5. But I was 14 years old. He says I was 15. And I shot 72 and he shot 73 the first time I beat him. And he hasn't beat me since, so it completely flipped.
Who cheats more?
Well, I don't cheat at all, so I guess it's got to be him. I think the guys around Thorny Lee think he's they call him Gin Master.
Well, I guess the good news is after playing up at Shinnecock, because the last time they held the U.S. Open at Pinehurst, it got a little dusty down at Pinehurst as well with the kind of the refurb that they did in bringing all the natural areas back in. So hopefully Pinehurst won't be quite as penal as Shinnecock was, but it's kind of a similar type situation.
It is. You know, today it was tough out there. There was no wind. You could take advantage, and you know, I hit some shots into that. The sandy, long areas, and I made some bogeys that didn't want to make. But we got tomorrow trying to make it to match play, and then match play starts on Wednesday.
Yeah, your dad's sneakers are going to be ruined. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I heard like Rob Ryan and anybody else with a foot fetish wouldn't have liked Shinnecock because all the ladies in their sandals and flip flops, their feet were disgusting.
Oh yeah, Allie, my fiance, she got home and she just did a load of wash with all the shoes she wore that week. So they definitely took a toll on it.
All right, so you got the North South, you got the defending the Mid Am. What else is on the docket for you the rest of the summer?
I'm going to play our State Am in Mass. I'm going to play the Porter Cup. I'm going to play in the We Met, which is our state stroke play.
Mm-hmm.
And then USM.
Very nice. Well, man, we really appreciate you coming on with us. Thanks for joining us, and good luck in all your endeavors the rest of the summer.
Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to doing it again.